Oh, wait.
He deserves it.
Right? I think so.
You do. My gosh, look how cool Carly looks.
Oh, wow. I can hear things now.
Yeah. It's fun, huh?
Yeah.
Hold on. This is when I get into it.
Wait a minute. I think that sounded like a bong hit.
People can make it what they want it.
That's right.
You're a bad person.
Okay.
It's coffee. We like to have a share a conversation over a cup of coffee.
It's legal in how many states now?
That's right. Coffee's super legal.
That's true. Coffee's legal in all 50 states, Carly.
You're right. Thanks
for bringing that to our attention.
You're welcome.
Here we are. We're back again. And if you listened to our last episode or watched our last episode on YouTube, you can see that we're in the same clothes because our washing machine's broke.
Actually, we do it right up the other. We stack our podcasts.
Yeah, we batch these bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to talk about today, Laurel?
I want to introduce the lovely lady on my left. Carly, well, I know you as Carly Flower because cauliflower.
Yeah.
There's a long story. We'll talk about it later.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you, really, your last name's Sion?
Sion.
Sion.
S-I-O-N.
Sion. Yeah. I like how that's pronounced.
Yeah, you're fancy.
Italian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It goes with the whole Carly Flower.
Yeah.
Cauliflower thing later.
Yeah. Like bruschetta.
Mm-hmm.
leave it to Laurel.
To segue. Anyway.
So why do we have Carly here?
She is an artist. And I would say, if not famous.
Infamous.
Infamous.
She paints naked. She's infamous.
She was arrested for that one time, but we won't talk about that later. She's a surfer. She's a local legend, and she is
at 36.
Yeah, she's an illustrator, and she does a lot of portraiture for families, but with her own spin. I'd say it's a beach vibe, but also this. It's cool. That's all I can say. It's cool. She just did a mural, a very large mural on the side of Sweetwater Surf Shop where she works.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to have Carly because, first of all, I didn't know we were going to talk about because she's your guest.
Oh.
And then I thought,
no pressure.
Wait a minute. She's an artist. I'm not an artist per se. So I want to talk about some art stuff.
Yeah. Like what kind of art stuff?
All very technical questions.
Okay.
Yeah. About techniques and the history of art. So, you know.
Boring.
No. Really going to get into it today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it this time.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, and Carly, since I know you listen to our podcast all the time.
Religious.
You know this already. First segment is going to be post-session notes where we talk about our recent rendezvous in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we're going to go into our injustice of the week. If you brought one, awesome. Otherwise, we've got a really great backup one.
Okay.
There's a lot of things to be mad about these days.
100%.
And we just like to stay mad anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to dive deeper and talk about her business and what she does and all that other stuff. And then we're going to tread over to some God waters, which you said you had something good. Which
creative.
Okay. Well, you know, don't disappoint me. And hopefully we'll have some homework.
I think Carly probably could give us some homework.
Yeah, Carly's going to give us some homework.
It'll, creative
it'll
homework.
Become obvious at the
cool.
end.
Yeah.
And then that's it, right?
Just going with the flow.
Go with the flow, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's let our guest start the post-session notes. You want to? Or do you want to? That way you can show her what's going on.
Oh, I think you should start it because you just did a class and I interrupted you in the last podcast and you really didn't get to talk about your free diving class.
Cool. Yes.
That's good. Let's talk about that. So we did a class and we did the last class at
Mystery Lake.
Where is that?
It's in Wendell, North Carolina.
Hmm. Where's that?
It's one of these cute little towns where the hipsters are kind of moving and opening up coffee shops. Yeah,
like
and
Carly. She's hipster.
Yeah.
Chocolate. Yeah. You'd fit in. You'd fit in.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wendell.
Some people take offense to being called hipster, but I'm just like, embrace it. Who
Why
cares?
Why do people take offense?
I
thought it
know.
Was like a
cool thing.
Thing, yeah.
It's like, if you're hipster, you're not like
A hipster.
An elevated.
You have to be above the hipster.
Oh, we're sorry then.
Oh my God. No,
don't be sorry. Apologize in advance.
I don't care.
The ladder is so high.
No labels. No labels.
So many rungs to climb. It's exhausting.
Yes. But that sounds mysterious.
Anyway, yeah, so cool people live there. All right. And it's equal parts old people and cool people, one of those kind of towns. But anyway, I don't know why they call it mystery. Like, there's another one called Fantasy Lake. And I'm thinking, why these names?
It's to pull people there.
Bizarre. Mm. So we dive there because it's consistent and it's really cold right now, but none of my students got cold. And
it's clear.
No. What gave you that impression?
There's no visibility?
Yeah, not a lot.
Mystery.
Not a lot. Yeah, that's what the mystery is.
Carly mystery discovered solved. The mystery.
Thank God. So we had a big class, though. Mm-hmm. Big class. Like, 10 people plus 5 line divers plus a girl that's, approaching assistant instructor status and a guy that's approaching freediver supervisor status. So we're working with them, too, and... It was a load.
So when you say line dive, is that people trying to make record dives?
Not in Mystery Lake. No. Shallow. I mean, our deepest point, we found 32 meters once.
Okay.
But anyway.
That's how many feet?
I don't know. It's like times 3 plus 10%. Well, 30 meters is 100 feet.
Okay.
So 32 meters is like 110 feet or something like that.
Mm. That's deep.
Yeah, to me, that seems like a lot.
But she said record.
Oh, okay. Record is probably...
That's much deeper.
Yes.
Much deeper.
Coming from a record-holding freediver.
Mm. Yes.
Let's talk about
you.
But anyway, we did have some students going to that 30-meter mark. We had a father-son team, which were especially fun to coach because... Cool. You could tell they were a good family. Mm-hmm. They love each other, but they had this really healthy kind of
communication. Like,
no, I wasn't going to say that.
Sorry, I'll just be quiet.
Wasn't going to say
I'll
that.
Just be quiet.
That's a good guess, though.
Yeah,
they had this healthy kind of competition going on.
No.
It was really spawned by the 15-year-old, though. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like secretly hoping his dad doesn't do well, so he could do better than his dad.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, so we set his dad up to. Maintain his status as head of the household. Don't worry. I told the 15-year-old, I was like, if I let you go to 100 feet and I don't let your dad go to 100 feet, you will be intolerable. We're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. No. Dad's going to get a chance. But anyway, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're getting busy,
man.
Made
some money.
Made that dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got to... It's going to afford us some tile for our bathroom, maybe.
Yeah.
So thanks for taking our class. If you did, now I can tile my bathroom, which is raw sheetrock right now. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I talked about this earlier, but the water temp's up to 70. And I will say, as a post-session note, there was this, the word was it was going to be some good waves. We don't generally get this long period swell. Mm-mm. So the waves were going to be 4 to 5 plus like a 15-second period, which means, or 13 to 15 seconds, which makes it bigger. So there's a longer period between the sets. And unfortunately, it turns out that Wrightsville Beach is not really equipped to handle that kind of period swell.
What do you mean?
Well, the sandbars or shoals, as you may call it.
Yeah.
Ashley gave me a definition or the difference between a sandbar and a shoal last night.
I'm super scientific.
Yeah. And anyway, so if the sandbars aren't maybe designed perfectly, then basically you've got, we had high tide in the morning, which is the best time to go out is first thing in the morning or last thing at night. And it was just breaking on the sandbar. And then closing out. So in a lot of places. So we had the great idea to go out to the north end to the inlet.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell y'all my bad luck.
That's your stomping ground, though.
That was my original, where I learned was out at the north end.
Yeah.
And I want to hear kind of about your surfing history. So, but I walked all the way down to the inlet from the parking lot, which is great because this parking lot's super small.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, and you've got this big playground. And so it's never going to be real crowded. The most crowded it gets is when the second lot, which is another quarter mile down, fills up and then they walk all the way down.
I hate them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're out at the inlet. It wasn't working yet. And so I got impatient and paddled back out front of Shell Island. mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. it began working pretty good. Well, Tio Tony, and a few others stayed at the Inlet. They were more patient, and evidently it started going off, but I missed it.
Mm-hmm. Aww, you mean you couldn't look over and go, oh, wait, let me just paddle back over.
Well, it's a long paddle. Mm-hmm. And I was having a good time where I was, but it really lasted like an hour, and then it died. And I looked over, and at that point, I'd already walked down, paddled back, surfed an hour, mm-hmm. and then I just didn't have it in me to paddle down again.
Well, a good hour.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. That's okay. I guess I shouldn't complain.
No, quit whining.
Okay, so that's my post-session note. Okay. Carly, feel free to share a recent or an earlier, maybe a little bit about your surfing, because I know I did stalk you on Instagram.
No, that's okay.
And saw that there's not a lot of surf photos in surfing.
I do.
She does surf. I do. But not very often.
I do. Okay. That is...
misnomer.
Kind of. So, I grew up surfing in New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. And then I moved here.
She's Italian.
And I surfed a lot more when I was in college. Mm-hmm. But since
But you're not
then,
still in college?
I'm not still in college.
No.
I wish I was still in college, to be honest. But
I'm so glad I'm not still in college.
Yeah, I just felt like I had some more free time then.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like my head was on backwards.
Yeah, mine was up my butt.
Yeah. But I started to just work more and more, mm-hmm. and I feel like now I have this thing in my head where if I go surfing and I have a lot of work to do, I feel really guilty. Sure, I need to go to a therapist or something, but it's fine.
Well, no. I've got you. So basically, what's happening is, mm-hmm. so when you're surfing, you're worrying about your mm-hmm. work, but really...
you're supposed to be just letting all the problems of the world go.
Plus... you have to refuel, mm-hmm. you know, attach the mask to mm-hmm. yourself first before attaching to others. And you're going to be given out with all these, you know, commissions that you have. Mm-hmm. And I notice that you're backed up, you know, like you have so many that you
always
have mm-hmm. to put them out a little bit. And so, and a full-time job.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's not a full-time job.
No, but it probably
could
be.
The goal is that that will be.
Of course.
Yes.
Well, you know, there's your free therapy right there.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I can relate to that, though, because there are some times when I just want to read, mm-hmm. and I think, oh, how could I sit down and just read when I've got emails to answer, and I've got this to do, and that to do, and it's awful. I hate that. I don't want to be...
I never feel guilty for that.
No, you have, you're pretty clear-headed. Yeah. I like that. That's good.
And maybe to a fault.
Yeah, but I'm sure it has something to do with, like, my parents, you know, like...
Did you grow up Catholic?
No, but my dad did. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but
it's passed down, the guilt.
Oh, yeah, because my mother. Yeah, that's where it's from. Yeah, we grew up Catholic.
Okay, Yeah. Well, Episcopalians, which I grew up, were commonly referred to as Whiskeypalians.
Yeah.
Although I'm not a practicing Episcopalian now, but I think there is no guilt. It's like the Catholicism, because it has all that... same, like, rigmarole with church.
Tradition and...
but none of the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
That's way better.
Okay. Better. Okay.
Anyway, but I do surf. I just don't like to surf in the winter. I really hate wetsuits.
Yeah.
And I'm just picky. I just want it to be perfect and small and little longboard waves and the wind to be right. And
that's not happening
much. She's a fair weather surfer.
If you can see this golden tan, I got very burnt this weekend because I surfed 2 days. Wow.
What days did you surf?
I surfed Sunday and Monday.
Where did you surf?
I surfed right at Augusta Street.
Okay.
I kind of like it there before the lifeguards because you can... mm-hmm.
Park in their spots.
Yeah, right. I have a parking pass. I have secured the golden parking pass. But I've traded my life for it, so it's fine.
Okay. You sold your first child.
Yes.
We were just talking about
this. I dogs it for a year for free for someone to give me their parking pass for the season. But it's very worth it because I work at Sweetwater, so
they
work
at the beach. Blood.
But that's a big price.
Yeah.
Well, you did say you sold in Oregon, right, Billy?
Yeah.
So maybe it's not so bad. Yeah, dog sitting.
It's really worth it. Like, The dogs are, it's dogs. Like,
it seems like you should get a parking pass if you work on the island.
That's a whole nother can of worms.
I don't think they have enough to give.
No. Wait, before we get into this.
What?
This is
the injustice.
The injustice.
Okay.
Of the week.
Week. Week.
Billy. Mm-hmm. Q.
Billy.
It should be like the Violent Femmes.
Yeah. Could be.
All right. Let's get serious.
Let's talk about the end. Yes, you get serious. And let's talk about Riceville Beach. And let's talk about that cruddy parking situation that they have going on.
What?
It's not good.
The
it's
hell?
It's not good. Girl, listen. I was in doing a class. You know, we just talked about it this weekend. And we're in traffic, just making it from the pool over to the classroom. And I'm like, where are all these people going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is Riceville Beach the only beach in the world? It was so crowded, and it wasn't even
what time of day was it?
It was like 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's
you know,
prime time.
But it's crazy.
That's when I'm leaving the beach.
It's so backed up. I don't know. Where do these people go? Where do they come from? Know. What's going on?
Well,
talk to me.
What do you think? As a person who has to work on the beach every day,
how long
have you procured this golden pass?
Well, I've worked at Sweetwater for 12 years, and
I
probably
still no pass.
No. Well,
no.
What? I like walked. We have employee parking over the bridge, but I've walked over the bridge for like 6 years. But then the other, I like just found families to dog sit for that would give me a pass.
You've been working that angle for a while.
Yeah,
it works, man. I mean, people like to travel, so it's like.
Yeah.
My dogs, but
they leave their dogs.
Yeah, it's just I feel like we get questions about parking every like so many a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where do I park?
There's nowhere. You just say nowhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
We just say
go to Carolina.
We have
Beach.
To like get say like we as employees don't even have parking, you know? Like
and it's so expensive.
That's the crazy part. It's just like
what is it
$40
right now?
A day. I think I'm pretty sure it's 40.
And it jumped from 25.
Because the lots that, like, Robert's lot, Neptune's lot, who they have to charge whatever.
A flat rate
because it has to match up with the meters.
So, and they went up to 40. I saw that.
They went
that
up to 40, so.
So, yeah, wait, if you shop at Sweetwater, the parking lot across from Neptune's, is that, because I've always parked there as parking for Sweetwater's, is it?
That's Neptune's lot. They will tow.
Okay.
But diagonally across the street is Robert's Grocery next to Loggerheads.
Yep.
We have like short term parking over there if the lot's
There's
not
available.
Full.
Mm-hmm. If it's available.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going to Riceville Beach.
I know.
I'm not going there. It's always too crowded. You can't find parking. Even when you do try to do the right thing, you can get in trouble with the parking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
It's not fun.
It's not fun.
Mm-mm.
I don't like that.
Well, I think the injustice, I think, for this is not that they charge for parking.
Right.
That's whatever. But they changed. I guess it was a bylaw in Riceville Beach's history that the parking prices or the parking monies that they make for the prices it goes specifically to maintain those parking spots. And so it couldn't be elevated to a point of ridiculousness like it is now because it was only to maintain this. It couldn't go towards other maintenance projects for Riceville Beach, which would normally come out of people's
taxes,
money.
Yeah.
And so they changed that, I think.
So now where's the money go?
They can put it wherever they want. So there's no limit on what they can charge.
Right.
So I feel like when you look at who can afford to park there, you are limiting
so many people.
But that's Riceville Beach in general. It really does suffer from a terrible case of classism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate to say that, and I've got friends that live there, and I've been here a real long time, and my husband grew up here. But it is super, super classist. It's it's almost shamelessly so.
It's not good.
No, it's not.
They're going to put a gate up, and I'm sure, eventually.
Well, eventually, I feel like they want to emulate Figure Eight. But how would they make any money without the tourists?
Without people coming.
Yeah.
Right.
So they want the tourists, But they don't want Joe Schmo from Wilmington.
No,
basically.
No. They want the tourist that's renting the house there or whatever. And it's the same reason we can't keep our boat there.
In the Lollipop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We get endless complaints because of the view. I'm thinking, oh, but you want 500 cars going by every day? 500 more. I mean,
5,000.
Yeah, 5,000 cars.
Well, you have a beautiful catamaran.
It's a trimaran.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Get it right. Get it
right. Forgive me. Yeah.
Well, you know,
Ashley.
She hasn't been on Penance. Several times.
So. I wish they would also allow buses too.
Yeah, like transport.
Or at least right. One trolley. Stop by at the park or something and let people walk.
Or this lot where Aquatic Safaris used to be, and there used to be a grocery store, you know, by the toastery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's that just empty space. Yeah.
Well, they were going to develop it, but they just haven't yet. Maybe the pandemic.
Oh,
well,
let's keep our fingers crossed for apartments.
I
need more of those.
I think, well, it is being developed through to Airlie Road.
Okay.
But I don't see any buildings
yet. There should be a trolley that runs from downtown to the beach of the old trolley track right up Park Avenue.
How historic.
That carries people throughout the day. Mm-hmm. You put your surfboard, your bike, whatever, a bus, whatever, and you should get over the bridge to the park. Absolutely.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like an ugly municipal bus. It could be a cute trolley that used to run in Wrightsville Beach.
They should put in the damn trolley.
And then you might pay the $40 and be like, hey, I get this. Yeah, I get to ride the trolley.
And you get a round trip back to your car.
Exactly. Yeah. That runs on the hour or 30 minutes. They should have two trolleys.
You don't have to deal with the whole jockeying for position. Yeah. That's worth $40 right there. Yeah.
And then you just have your little walk over the little bridge.
Yeah. And you have the guy that's like, and over to the left, you see where the old cemetery used to be. People will pay for that. Then you don't feel ripped off.
Yeah, you get the money. Yeah. I think we should start that.
Yeah.
But we have to get it approved. That's the problem. That's
why. Start a petition. Yeah. Everything starts with a petition.
Oh, gosh. Like. Should we do that, really?
Maybe.
Billy, is that something?
You want to go in?
You know,
an investor. He's a big money guy.
He's out. What are you talking about? Look at him.
He's like, I'm going to Puerto Rico where it is free parking.
Yeah, he's in Puerto Rico right now in his mind.
Yeah.
This conversation is stressing him out.
Nothing's there.
Should we dive deeper?
I think we should.
Yeah, we hate you, Rachel Beach. Let's dive deeper.
Okay, wait.
Okay, we don't.
Let's go back.
We don't hate Wrightsville Beach. We love you, Wrightsville Beach.
That's my favorite place to go. Right.
Yeah, we're just mad that you're treating us so poorly.
Mm. That you hate us. Why
it's
do you
like
hate
this
us, Wrightsville
unrequited
Beach?
Love. I love you. Love me back. A little.
A little.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Anyway.
All right. We're going to dive a little deeper, and I'll start us off with a question for Carly. I want to hear about, you kind of already mentioned that you weren't classically trained, an artist classically trained at Juilliard or wherever. No. But how did you get started and what spawned those family custom pieces?
Well, you know, as most artists, they draw when they're little. Kids just draw when they're little. You guys probably drew when you're little.
Not well, Carly.
Not me neither. Well. I have a portrait of Bert and Ernie, when I was, four that my mom saved. But it does not look like Bert and Ernie.
A yellow and red blob.
Yes. Yeah. There are some eyes somewhere in there. Some stripes, maybe. I just drew throughout high school, and I loved my art teacher, Mrs. Norby. Hey.
Love you.
Shout out.
She's the best.
And that was in New Jersey.
Okay. Yes, that's in New Jersey. Then I moved here when I was 24 and went to UNCW, and I got a teaching degree.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I'm so bad at time. I also went to community college, and I did get my graphic design associates, but that was so long ago.
That's so cool, though.
Yeah. It was fun, but I didn't learn anything in Adobe or Photoshop. It was all old.
It was pre.
Software.
Oh, you're so behind now.
Yeah, so behind. Yeah.
But you know what? You probably did more than you would've.
Yeah, it was foundational stuff and just on paper, a lot of stuff like that. Then I moved here. Went to UNCW, got a teaching degree, was very bad at teaching time.
What were you teaching?
Actually, going back to that, I was not good at time management. Mm. Surprise. But I was really good with the kids and teaching, physically teaching, you know. But
she just didn't make it to work on time.
Yeah. No, I did make it to work on time, but my kids were always late to lunch. And we were always late, leaving lunch and late to everything.
Whoopsies.
Also, shout out Mrs. Anderson, who got me to my degree, pretty much. So anyway, I went back to the surf shop. I always worked at Sweetwater. Mm-hmm. They're super.
Back to the basics.
Yes. They are like my family here because I got the job when I first moved here. Mm-hmm. And
how old were you then?
I was 24.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So they, connections through them. I just started.
You.
Yeah, pretty much. Like the bourgeois, they're awesome. Love you. A lot of shout outs. Sorry.
Seriously.
Guys. I know. I have a lot of people to thank. But yeah, I just kind of like started doodling one day, like people, because I always like just sketched and stuff. And then my friend's like, well, can you just draw me and my family? I'm like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And so I just did that. And then people would ask for them because Instagram is a tool. So
right.
Just through Instagram, people saw that I was doing that. And like, what about me? What about me?
They are really cool. Yeah. And everybody's curious as to how they're going to look when you draw them.
Yeah.
For instance, I have this face. Like if you try to make a little...
doodle of you?
No. I'm talking about on the phone. You make the character, the avatar.
Bit emoji.
Yeah. You cannot make me as a bitmoji. You cannot do it.
You're not doable.
No. You're I even had Wendy
proportion.
Try to do it. It's just I don't know. No, they don't do it right. So I am always curious. How is this person going to work this up?
Yeah.
I know.
People always want to see like sketches and progress. And I'm like, just wait till the end. They're just going to want to fix things. Yeah.
It's you don't the want women. Their input.
Yeah.
Well, you were saying you doodled as a kid. But we all doodled as a kid. And we realized quickly that we don't like it because we're good at it.
Right.
It was different for you, though. So is... artistry, is it a gift? It's got to be, right? I mean,
a curse and a gift.
A curse and a gift. You are born, you've got to be born with some of that natural.
Does that run in your family?
My mom is like a chef and a seamstress kind of person, mm-hmm. and she does have really artistic ability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my aunt too. But other than that, I don't really think anyone else in my family, not that I know of, but. Yeah, I feel like it is a gift, but also it needs, like, even if you're not good, if you think you're not good, mm-hmm. it should be nurtured. Like, if, like, you still loved, like, finger painting,
mm-hmm.
and your parents were like, this is amazing, and, like, you just kept doing it, you might still be doing something, you know?
You'd eventually get good at it. But then again, it's kind of like being a musician. I don't know. I had a friend in college who was like taking voice lessons and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And he just didn't have it. Mm-hmm. And sure, you can develop it and you can pay enough money to like get somebody to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't, he was starting from scratch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Starting from scratch. Yeah. You were not starting from scratch. And plus, look at her artistic vibe mm-hmm. with the glasses, the red angular glasses, and
the coolest headphones in the room.
Yeah, the yellowy one. Super cool.
I didn't mean to show you guys up. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not hard to do. So.
It's a natural. You just come in with it. But so what gave you, I guess, where were you, how long did it take you? Okay, I'm going to spit this out.
Yeah, that's
how long did it take you to develop some confidence that, you're doing this thing for friends at first, mm-hmm. but then like.
I think that a lot of friends like would just hang it in their house and people would see it. And mm-hmm. it's just literally word of mouth. And I felt like people around me, like my coworkers and friends, they're mm-hmm. just like, this is good. Keep going. Like mm-hmm. I was always like, are you sure? Like, this is so funny that I can do this as a job. Mm-hmm. Like,
'cause it seems easy to you.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's a gift.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's a gift though. I had somebody tell me that once. They're like, does it seem too easy? Are we talking about writing?
Okay.
And they're like, does it seem easy to you?
I just want to go back.
I said, yeah.
With the writing, I'm that person that you were talking about with the voice.
It's not a natural.
It's not a natural.
Put
thing.
In the work.
The natural part is the imagination, like to mm-hmm. find the story.
Yeah.
Because I can just, that's fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the mechanics mm-hmm. of writing is a chore and it's hard and I suck.
Wow, I can't wait to read your book. Actually, I did read it at least twice.
Yeah,
but not a third time because you won't give me a paper copy and I'm not all about that.
I just need you to buy a copy.
I'm not that digital copy.
Sell one. Okay. All right. Back to Carly.
Yeah, back to Carly.
That's okay. That's okay.
So you started working with the people around you, and then it just spread word of mouth. So how did the, well, with surfing, like, so the beach vibe, like, were you coastal in New Jersey?
Yeah. Okay. I'm from the Jersey Shore.
Oh. OMG.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gym tan laundry.
Let's get some Jersey accent up in here.
Let me take a sip of my coffee.
Ooh, coffee talk.
Stop it. Stop it.
No, I feel
nails
like I don't
nails on the
really,
chalkboard. I hate
good.
To
no,
say
it's not
it.
Good.
No, yeah, I don't want to be rude, but it's like the Boston accent. Don't do it.
I hate it.
Just don't do it. Stop hate it.
No. If I go and visit my family, I feel like some words come out like that, but people have told me they don't know that I'm from New Jersey, usually.
Yeah, and you think
that's I would have never known that.
Yeah,
yeah. Never.
Nothing wrong with Jersey. It's just
no, I do love my hometown. It reminds me of Wrightsville, but it's not like the show or anything.
Okay, okay.
I've never seen the show. I have heard things. So, yeah.
Well, so a lot of people that come down here
are from Jersey.
Well, no, that well, I fall in love with it, but I'm just curious, is your family interested in moving here as well?
Yeah, my
there's a trickle down effect.
My mom and dad are still in New Jersey, but they moved away from the shore. And my brother's a Marine; he's stationed in Japan.
Okay.
So
have
I think
you
my
visited
parents.
Him?
No, he has been there for about 2 years.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But it's just hard because he's always on like missions and or training things and stuff.
I like how you call them missions, though.
Yeah, I really don't know. He didn't tell me anything. He was not allowed to tell
his
me
top
things.
Secret.
Yeah, he's he's a fancy recon Marine. Who knows? So I just let him do his thing, and I see pictures. So, and so my parents are still in New Jersey, so they're just waiting for him to get out of the military and figure out what he wants to do. And they would love to move down here. They're just like older, you know. They're my dad's gonna be 70 this year, so you know,
oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, love him. Love Frank. Gotta love Frank.
Oh, Frank! So, I have a question that's related to the topic.
Go for it.
Well, I want to.
We'll
about,
judge it later.
All right. I want to talk about the art again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're an artist, are you just inherently interested in most art? Like, you want to go to the art museum and stand in front of the pictures and go, you know, that's so
100%
intriguing. And
I really love museums, like, so much.
Yeah. In Charlotte, I think they have a Van Gogh installment going on right now. My friend worked on it or something.
I don't
it's
know.
It's like a 3D interactive one.
Oh, so I he probably was doing, need to go see that.
Yeah. You walk into the paintings. Kind of, this is a new thing. Mm. It's really cool, that they can do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so all art. It's not just, impressionism or...
Yeah, I mean, I like it all. Like, I just went to San Francisco, and my friend works that I was staying with.
You do like it all.
And I do. And I went to the San Francisco MoMA, Museum of Modern Art, and just by myself and spent, like, 6 hours. I could have spent the whole day.
That's huge, though.
6 hours to yourself?
Yeah. It was so nice.
I only get that when I'm sleeping.
That's like going to the Louvre.
And even then, someone's usually... waking me up like, I gotta pee. I'm thinking, you know where the bathroom is? Same place as when you fell asleep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
6 hours would be nice.
Yeah, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
anyway, loved it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So how did the mural come about? And then kind of what was the inspiration?
Yes. So.
Paint us a picture.
As
is this
long
your first
as I've
mural?
Been working at, it is my first outdoor mural.
Okay.
Ooh.
As long as I've been working at Sweetwater, there has been a mural outside until like 5-6 years ago when they had to repaint the building because it was it just needed it. And there was even like murals in like the 90s and the 80s on the building and stuff like that. So I'm always like, let's paint a mural. Let's like bothering them and giving them sketches to, you know, but it was never the right time. And finally we're like, well, we've had this crazy, everyone's had this horrible year, like tough year to get through last year. So we started talking about it more and more, and I finally like created a sketch that they really liked.
Mm-hmm. It's a happy mural.
Yeah, just to like literally just make people happy, not even anything for the store, like it just to make that big gray wall
pretty
nice and bright.
Yeah.
And so I just busted it out in 3 weeks and before it got super hot, and it's there.
You know what? I love places that have murals.
Me too.
Yeah.
If you go to West Palm, large majority of the buildings have cool murals on them, all different artists too, so you get different styles, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like the Publix grocery store will have a huge mural on the side because it's a city thing.
Yeah.
The city wants it to be.
So like for the individual commissions or for families things, so they inspire you. I mean, I'm sure you get to know something about them.
Yeah.
And then they probably give you a picture or something.
Yeah, pretty much everyone like places an order on my website and I email them within the day to like start a little conversation about what I'm making. And they send me photos of their family and why. Pretty much, usually I get a life story and stuff like that. And some are sad because I make like dog pictures that dogs have passed away, and I do a lot of those, and it's so sad. But the pictures are so cute. You know, it's like you can tell people like love their pets so much.
They're all black and white.
They're color. They can watercolor,
watercolor, and pen and ink. There is like a black ink that like illustration that I do sometimes too, depending on what they want.
Less expensive.
Oh, okay. The discount version.
A little more simple.
Well, so those kind of bring their own inspiration, but for the mural or different things that are more like what do you go to for inspiration, or what do you do for inspiration?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, because if I sit down to draw something, I just go,
stick figure slash stick figure.
There's another boat ish. I don't know. Yeah. Who?
How do you do that?
I obviously get a lot of inspiration from the ocean and surfing, because that's like, if I'm not commissioned to paint something, I'm usually painting something that has to do with surfing or outdoors or something like that.
Are you also a photographer? There's a lot of people who. Draw, use photographs, but
I do a lot of, I mean, I have so many photos on my phone right now, like, it's kind of insane, but I do like photography also, but it's not my main thing. I kind of just draw from my brain mostly. If I need a reference, I'll Google something.
I think it's amazing.
Do you do plein air, like paint outside?
Honestly, I haven't. Okay. I like being in my little, like, controlled space in my house, just my little desk. But, a lot of my stuff isn't really, other than the dog portraits, it isn't really realistic. So it's just mostly illustration and line drawing. So I kind of just can make up whatever I want.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing.
The best part.
It's amazing you can sit down and go, I'm going to do art. And then you just produce something.
Yeah. From your brain.
I would put it off to the last minute and then come up with some steaming pile of poop to turn into my teacher. It's pretty cool. I have a girl, Wendy's sister is an artist. I was talking to her on the phone the other day and she's like, yeah, I'm just going to probably spend July creating content for, I don't know, some art shows she's going to do. And I thought, what is she going to do? Yeah. It was, to me, I'm thinking, what are you going to do?
I mean,
what are you gonna...
don't get me wrong, I procrastinate. But I do love making, like, a departure from family portraits. And just painting stuff that I want, because that, like, makes it less of a job.
Are you still full-time at Sweetwater?
Yeah, I work like 4 days and five if it's an emergency if someone needs to cover. But I do like their all of their Instagram too. I have like two little assistants. I'm just kidding. Shout out too. No.
Don't you
I will
dare.
Not. I will not. But yeah, I do. I have done all their Instagram for a long time. So that equals full-time.
Okay.
So.
That's a chore also. You do hard things.
Well, so at the end, we want you to give your Instagram and maybe website or something like that. Yeah. But and we'll also post that. But it's time to move on into the good water.
I want to see what you've got worked up.
Yeah, because there's nothing written.
No. We're freestyling.
But it's called
Like It.
Kind of like what she does with her art. You just sit down. You wait for it to come to you, and inspiration blossoms like a flower.
Okay. Let's see what, because you did this in the bathroom, so let's see what blossoms. I was like, Laura, what'd you pick? And she was already in the bathroom going, I'll tell you in a minute. So what blossomed while you were in there?
Okay. So I was just thinking about creativity and how, you know, kind of like what we talked about, you know, in the last podcast about missionary position, that people think God's a prude.
You'll have to listen to that episode, Carly.
Sorry, I missed that one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And so also I think people think of church and they think boring or God. Yeah, yeah, snorefest.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking about some of the things that in my life have, things that I look back on, like those times that you go, is there a God? But then there's these times that are so, I can only say supernatural, that, you know, it was impossible to have happened unless there was a God. So I go to those things to remind myself, okay, it's real. I don't have, you know, those times where you're like, it sounds so stupid in my head, ridiculous. Or
this is why all the smart people think Christians are idiots.
Yeah. So years ago, when I was still single, I had met these girls that lived a block up that were super weird.
I know this story.
Yeah, so they were super weird. They were, they'd sing at like Tidal Creek, but it would be Jesus songs. And, you know, somebody was, that comes into Tidal Creek where I worked, you know, said, oh, you got to meet these girls, because they found out I was a Christian. And I was like, okay, you know.
You mean the weird ones?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I didn't even know how weird. And so I'd met them and I was like, ooh, that's interesting, because I grew up in the Episcopal Church, which is very rote, formal, whatever. And so I met them. They were weird, but I was kind of like interested. They were so weird. And they were artists, and I'm creative. So, but anyway, so I was also going to this little Bible study kind of put on at Screen Gem Studios, this guy that does casting, and I was kind of in that field at the time. And I was praying about a life verse, you know, what's your, or your work verse, really, like, what, you know, what's going to guide you in your, you know, ask God for that. And so I'd almost forgotten that I was even thinking about that. But basically, here it is. One morning, I sat up from bed and I said, 1 Samuel chapter 10, something. I mean, I don't even remember what it, I know the verse. I never forgot that, but I don't. And so my mind said, what did you just say? And I said it again. And I mean, I didn't know the Old Testament. At first, Samuel, it's, I didn't even know there was a book.
It's pretty random.
Right, right. Yeah. I hadn't read it. And so,
but God is speaking in dreams in Samuel.
Huh?
Right?
What?
God speaks in dreams in Samuel.
Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know about that. But just kidding. But
homework.
Yeah, so basically it freaked me the hell out. And I was like, what is that? And so I run down the street to that weird people at the block up. And one of the, like, the other girls were still sleeping. This one girl was up. And I was like, oh, my God. This just happened. I don't know what it means.
Oh, my God.
What does it mean? And she's like, well, what does it say? So I was like, okay, I pull it up.
You hadn't even read it yet.
No.
first thought, run. Yeah. Run to the weird girls.
Yeah. And so I'm going to read you what it was. So basically it's the story of when back in Israel, they wanted a king. Before that, they just had prophets that led them. So they'd requested a king.
An earthly king.
An earthly king, which all the other countries had, and they wanted one. And Samuel, who was the prophet, was like, you know, you lame sauce. Are you going to let God be the king? Or are you going to? And but then God's like, Samuel, just do it. We're going to give them what they want or whatever. And then I'm paraphrasing, obviously. And
it wasn't obvious, so thanks.
And so Paul is going to chase down a donkey or something that belonged to his family. Samuel, the prophet, had already seen in a vision this person who was going to be coming to him, and he knew he was going to anoint him king. So, no, God was not telling me I was going to be anointed king, and this king did turn out bad eventually, so we won't.
Eventually, though.
Yeah, but we won't. That's not the point. Okay. So then, so Samuel's telling Paul, we found the donkey, don't have to worry about that, but I've got this other, you know, you've been chosen by God, whatever, and this is what he tells him. So what you're going to do is, as you approach the town, you'll meet a procession of prophets coming down from the high place with lyres, timbrels, all these instruments, and they will be prophesying. The Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be changed into a different person. Once these signs are fulfilled, do whatever your hand finds to do, for God is with you. So I read that to my friend, and I was like, what? And she's like, whatever your hand finds to do, God is with you. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, so, but that's really interesting because these people were musicians.
Yeah.
And that was the sign for
even,
you.
We didn't even get that then. Like, it took me like a year before I was like, wait a minute, there's another part of that that was like really going
we're
on.
Slow.
God knows that. Yeah. So he definitely has to like wake me up and do something weird.
That was an obvious one. Yeah, like, but anyway.
But I just think, well, that's freaking creative. Mm-hmm. Like, who would, I never heard of that. You don't read that in the Bible. Mm. Like, oh, there was no forewarning that I was going to spit something out of my mouth. And then my mom was going to go, what did you do? And it came out again.
Yeah. Mm. That's weird. A cool story. I love that story.
Yeah.
It's creative. God's creative.
He is creative.
And he will talk to you if you are in any way open. It just like crack the door. Like it's unlocked.
Yeah.
God will speak to you.
That's how he spoke to me. Just a small crack. You know, just one little. I just asked one time and then it was.
What did you ask?
We could go, you know, it's a whole thing, right? The whole story.
Well, we don't have time for a whole story.
Exactly. I was like, are you
real?
I need you to tell me plain as day if you are, you know, kind of thing. But anyway, he also, there are other parts in the Bible where God is like making it okay for people to rejoice and be musical and artistic in that way. Mm-hmm. Don't you remember King David was singing and his wife at the time was all, stop that.
Well, hadn't he taken off his clothes or something? He was singing and kind of dancing around.
I don't remember
around
him
half
taking off his clothes.
I think he was like half naked.
Well, you think what you want, you know, but.
You visualize things, you know.
Yeah.
But he was just kind of unashamed to be
dancing
worshiping like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. His wife was all kind of like, you're so weird. Stop it.
Yeah,
you're
stop
embarrassing
it. People
me.
Are looking at you. And she's probably jealous. Having him be so upfront.
Mm-hmm. He's probably maybe worried.
It sounds
about
like she had a good reason to be jealous. Yeah. I mean, he was a
yikes
turd. He did end up
cheating on her. Yeah, okay, that's a bad
so
story. Let's not end on the downer.
Another story.
Okay,
that's another story.
That's another story. Yeah.
All right. So
homework.
Well, I want a creative homework, but I'll just say on the Devo part, I just encourage you to just if you feel like cracking the door a little bit, it like, okay, God, if you want to be creative with me, I'm open.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But on the other end of creativity.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Carly.
Still here.
tell me tell our listeners, like, what is something, like, I feel like people get discouraged in their art very easily.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell us how to keep those
home
juices
fires
flowing.
Creative juices flowing. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I personally think the best way, if you're not doing it on your own all the time, is you have kids, do it with your kids. Like, literally do exactly, if they want to do it, you do the same thing. Like, make one
make
too.
Make them write stories.
Yeah.
Have them write a story.
Ani did ask, like, she was supposed to write a story yesterday for her. So we were writing it together, you know, descriptive story. And she says, why don't you write a story?
Yeah.
And I said, no, that's not my work.
Yeah.
But I did tell her, I said, Ani, I'll read you one of the stories I wrote. They do like my stories.
I like Carly's idea.
Yeah, that's
like
good.
When Ani's having to write a story, use that time to also write a story.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want to do it for yourself, you could do it for your kids, like write it for them. Mm-hmm. Write a kids book. Write
that's
a
what
children's
she's
little story. There you go.
No, it's not. It's what Laurel told me to write, so I'm doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I feel like sometimes if you don't want to do it for yourself, if you do it for someone else, then you'll realize you like it, even though like you're doing it for someone.
Especially
like,
if you're riddled with that guilt already.
Exactly.
That's like, it makes it qualifies what you're doing.
Yep.
Oh, I can just, I'm doing it for them. So.
Get creative with your guilt.
Like your illustrations are kind of that part of that, you know, like you're doing it for this family or to honor a lost loved one.
Yep.
And to pay that bill.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Pay them bills.
The rent.
Okay. So thank you guys for listening. If you want to check out Carly's work, you've got to go to her Instagram account, which is
Carly Flower, CARLEIGH Flower.
Yeah.
Flower.
And then, there is a link to her website there to look at if you want to commission her. Mm-hmm. It's super cool stuff. Beautiful illustrations. Go to Wrightsville Beach. mm-hmm. early before parking starts and check out that mural. It's going to make you happy.
Good luck getting on Rachel Beach to see the mural. And we're going to link to this stuff in our show notes too. So they'll have the actual.
And so sign up for our newsletter so you can know about our local events, many of them free, and listen to our podcast, Hot Dog.
Oh, buy me a coffee.
Buymeacoffee.com so we can pay Billy. We already have a past due notice.
Yeah. Billy is, buy Billy a coffee, y'all. Jeez. So buymeacoffee.com. We're going to put the little thing on our website, too.
Yeah, we're going to work on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, guys, we got to go. My stomach's growling.
I'm hungry.
Have a good day.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Carly.
You know what? Was that okay?
You did all great. Over the place. Awesome. Sorry. You were awesome.
No, we're the directors.
And am I saying it wrong? Carly or Carly?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Emphasis Carly, on that.
However you like want to do it.
Difference. Just your homework was so simple, though.
Yes.
You're it right. Even good when they're for drawing. You. Why don't I just draw a picture, too? Because
then they'll be like, what are you doing? And they'll try to do what you're doing. It's just like, you know.
Synergy.
Yeah.
Synergy. I
had
to move this a little.
I am sweating.